Good day and welcome to Nova's Business Report, the Market Watch. My name is Michelle. Today I am speaking to Floris Baer from Capricorn Asset Management. Floris, thank you very much. And as I said to you, welcome to the new year because we haven't spoken yet. And it seems like this new year is going to be very exciting. We're going to talk about inflation today. So let's just start with the latest print of the Namibian inflation at 3.2%. Was that in line with your expectation, Floris?
Michelle, morning. Thank you for the welcoming words. Yeah, we started the year on not so good news, but we're talking on normal passing. But yeah, so the rest of us must carry on. The 3.2%, Michelle, was actually a fairly big surprise to me on the positive side, I must say.
Okay.
I actually expected and worked with the number of 4.5. So I was really expecting inflation to take quite a bit of a jump in January, basically on the back of an assumption about rental escalations in the housing component. Because rental escalations have been so low for so long, the anecdotal evidence that one gets from the property market is that things are picking up quite strongly, especially in the rental side. So I assume that rental escalations will be in the region of 5%, right? That is the major survey for the January number, is the housing and rental component, because that really sets the scene for inflation for the year as a whole. So in the end, forecast for housing was something like 6% beyond year for January. In the end, it turned out that 2.9% beyond year. So that was the main difference. And then also the transport side, fuel price increases I expected was postponed from the January number or January now to February. So we will have see a 5% increase in fuel prices in February. So this is now a question of timing these things.
Are you then saying that the next inflation print could then again be higher?
A little bit, but not much, because, the trajectory is largely set or dictated by the January outcomes. But what I have for February is now 3.6% year on year. So yes, higher, but not so much to really change what I expect from the Bank of Namibia tomorrow.
So take us to that now, because we know that Namibia is not necessarily inflation targeting when it comes to monetary policy announcements. What is your expectation?
Yes, you are right in your statement there. However, I do think that inflation plays a big role in the shaping debates. This number in January, I think, would have given the Monetary Policy Committee a big sigh of relief for them to continue to lower rates gradually. So I expect them to lower rates tomorrow again by 25 basis points to the bank rate is 6.75%. And then one more cut this year, probably in April. So I will see two more cuts from the Bank of Namibia, and then they will pause. The thing that also gives one comfort in that is that the latest move by the SARB was to lower its rate. Now, they sounded very hawkish with their discussions about this latest change by the SARB. So if one thinks... earlier this year, my expectations was, as I now set them out, But I must say I was starting to waver when the Fed went on hold because of what's going on.
Well, I think that takes us to the next point. I mean, the news is hot of all the announcements of tariffs by the new U.S. administration. So, in terms of the latest announcement on steel and aluminium tariffs, knowing how dependent to a certain extent the Namibian economy is on South Africa, how do these tariffs impact South Africa and as a result maybe us, or are there other direct impacts on us as in the Namibian economy because of all these tariff announcements?
Michelle, yeah, you are right in being concerned about the whole tariff story. However, it is extremely difficult to pinpoint pockets of impact that will be a direct impact on Namibia. However, one to take note that Namibia is a very open economy, maybe one of the most open economies. And by that, we mean the relative size of import activity and export activity relative to the economy. For instance, Namibia's imports amount to 2/3 of GDP.
Sure.
Of which about half of that still come from South Africa and the rest from the rest of the world. So, yes, if the global tariff war leads to increasing tariffs anywhere, that will obviously be an inflationary shock to the world. But the supply, like a cost push, a supply side shock.
Mm.
Now, then it will depend on the impact on the types of imports we get from wherever. Ironic, it may be that the tariff wars put us in a better position because the exporting countries will look to markets that has lower tariffs, obviously, on their goods. So we might suddenly see some friendliness coming through in countries looking to export to South Africa or to us. But yeah, unfortunately, the impacts are so broad and wide-ranging, it is extremely difficult to say what that impact will be.
Yeah, and maybe as time goes by, one will get a clearer idea as to what will mean for our largest trading partners. The steel and aluminium, I wasn't aware of it, but last night on the news, I saw what big impact that will have on the UK economy.
Uh-huh.
So it remains to be seen, and it's going to be very interesting.
Talking about the tariff wars, one can link currency wars to tariff wars because comforting is that the rand did not blow out.
Yeah.
So the rand stay is running around 1850. It did go up a bit, but a weakening, but it's back there. So the currency markets is probably one of the big harbingers that one can watch.
Yes.
In regard to the tariff war as well as currency wars.
Yes, and then there's still the drill, baby, drill, and what that will mean to the oil price. So, yeah, lots to be seen for this year. Floris, thank you very much for talking to me. Until the next time.
Always a pleasure, Michelle. All the best. Bye-bye.